Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam, author number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And today with me, I have Teresa Lee, and this is a perfect topic today because it's near tax time. And I can tell you that I was a little overwhelmed this morning, you know, trying to find receipts and help my significant other. And, you know, I've got, you know, I was trying this new Google, you know, conferencing, and the app wasn't working, so people couldn't call in. And anyway, so I was like, oh, well, isn't that fantastic? So we have Teresa on the show, and she is a body-centered therapist who has helped thousands of people get their life back by showing them how to heal, reclaim their personal power, and live a life of authenticity. And Teresa's website is www.intouchinlife.com. So if you've ever felt overwhelmed and how quickly it can kind of take a serious toll on your mental health and even your physical health, that's what we're going to be talking about today with Teresa, about the impact of overwhelm on our bodies, the patterns that show up in our lives over and over again, the hidden beliefs that fuel these cycles of overwhelm, and also some hopefully simple, quick, and all-natural techniques to get out of overwhelm immediately. And so welcome to the show, Teresa.
I'm so delighted to be here with you again, Karen.
Thank you. We're delighted to have you back. And for people that would like to ask Teresa a question a little later in the show, you can give us a call at 818-514-1190. Again, the number is 818-514-1190. Just hit 1 so that you can ask her a question. Now, Teresa, my understanding is that, you know, being an energy healer, is that there's a lot of shifts in our energy right now, which has to do with the world, the universe, you know, the timing, the cosmic, you know, timing of things. And I find that with all these shifts, that if we don't shift our minds and our perceptions as quickly, that it is very, very easy to get overwhelmed with the pace of life. Is that, you know, I mean, how would you, you know, qualify or quantify that in your life and with your clients?
Karen, I would definitely say that that is absolutely true, because with all of the shifts that are happening energetically around the world and personally and economically and culturally and dynamically, mm-hmm. What happens is things kind of get on a roller coaster ride, and in our humanity, we're like doing our best to try to keep up. And when that happens, we oftentimes kind of forget who we are, what we're really here for, and we forget to take time out for ourselves, and we begin to start setting in that cycle for overwhelm to happen. Mm. And what I find is that, excuse me, what I find is that when this happens, then it's like we're doing this rat race, and we're just doing everything that we can to just keep up, and we get to that edge of almost being on burnout, and we kind of lose our energy, and life just feels chaotic, begins to feel chaotic and out of control, and there's a sense of exhaustion. And when that happens, and oftentimes there's a sense of becoming disoriented and even forgetful, and then that leads into a cycle of self-blame and feeling helpless and feeling like there's almost no hope. So that definitely feeds that cycle of overwhelm.
Mm. Well, it certainly seems that, you know, some people don't realize that this really is a global phenomenon that's happening, that sense of, you know, speed of life. And so they feel kind of alone. And what I'm hearing from you is that, hey, this is going on, you know, for all of us. And so there's ways in which you know, we can cope and certainly not feel alone in this. So I suppose any of our listeners who are feeling that they're blaming themselves, you know, for this feeling, it's not just you. But there's stuff that we can do to help ourselves. So maybe you can expand on some of that, Teresa.
I'd be glad to, Karen. See, the thing about one of the ways that we can really stop the cycle is coming back to the breath. And that sounds like a really simple thing, but when we do just take a moment to pause, and in the pause we feel, I'm present, I'm in this moment, it kind of takes out the realm of our energy always being out there, and it draws the energy back in to what's here. What is my resource? What does my body have available for me? Because when we come back to the pause, we start to recognize how are we really feeling. Because when we lose connection of how are we feeling in our bodies, then what happens is we kind of stuff emotions, or we lose track of what we need and we put others first or our tasks first without navigating and managing our resources and time in the body. And we kind of lose that lack of self-care. So coming back to the pause and allowing ourselves to say, you know, what's really happening here for me? You know, take a moment to just stay in the moment. Be present with what's going on. It may be as simple as, let me look at that tree out the window, or even that blade of grass that brings you so present and into that moment that allows for that pause and that stop so that the breath can actually begin to reorient in the body and allow the energy that we have available to us to be resourced from within instead of always going out.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. We, you know, we're taught by, you know, for centuries about being present, and sometimes I find that just noticing that I'm in overwhelm, you know, just going, wow, look at that. I'm in overwhelm. Wow. I guess I'm not really breathing. You know? I mean, that alone just kind of like stops that process, because then we become present to it. And I think, Teresa, you probably agree is that, you know, this is not like a one-time thing for us to go, okay, I'm going to breathe right now and we'll not feel overwhelmed ever again. I mean, sometimes it can be, you know, over and over and over and over again in one day where I have to kind of go, oh, whoa, okay, wait a second here, you know, and that's okay. I don't think people need to feel like they need to be experts at this, do they?
No, they don't need to be experts. This is what I call allowing the body to remember. You know, when you break up the word remember, you're remembering the body back to its state of wholeness. And so a lot of times we have to take those pauses during the day to allow the body to remember, yes, this is me, this is who I am. And being curious about it instead of judgmental about yourself. Because when we drop into the place of judgment around it, then that's when the dis-ease happens and leads us into disease and dysfunction in the body. But we can just be in the pause and be curious and say, oh, man, I get to remember when I felt really great inside so that I can resource from that place as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. Well, can you maybe give us some examples, either from your life or maybe your clients, where, you know how has this practice shifted, or maybe if there's other practices that you suggest?
Well, there are a few practices that I suggest, but one of the main things that I work with my clients on is just, again, coming back to connecting with the wisdom of their body, taking that pause. You know, we've already talked about that. But the other thing is sometimes we just need to do a little tapping and a little brain balancing, because when so many things are going on, just allowing ourselves to tap at the collarbone and just focus on the breath and even say to ourselves, you know, wow, I am feeling this way. But in feeling this way, I recognize that this is just a feeling. It's not me. It's just what I'm feeling right now, but it's not me. It starts to differentiate the fact from saying I am overwhelmed and owning that at that cellular level to then saying I'm feeling overwhelmed. It creates a possibility to feel something different. And so doing a little tapping on the collarbone, a little tapping on the head and on the heart, and then back to the collarbone, kind of starts to bring that energy awareness back into the body of, this is just a feeling, it's not me, and I can start to balance my brain out, not just the brain in my head, but the brain in my every cell of my body as well.
Okay.
And then just letting out a couple breaths while you're doing it.
So this tapping is kind of like a, it feels like an abbreviated version of EFT, that technique. Is that where it's from?
Well, there's a lot of different tapping techniques that are used out there. This one is actually taken more from a Hatha yoga tapping place that I learned. But there's tapping done in a lot of different modalities out there. So whichever one you find works for you can be really, really essential. And so coming back to that place of tapping, it just starts to bring awareness back to the body. You know, so sometimes even we might not even just want to tap on those points, but maybe it's just starting to tap on the body, even starting at your legs, kind of just palm tapping, you know, the body all the way up, because that starts to bring you back into the moment, back to that place of being connected to who you really are, as opposed to keeping your energy always sourced out. Those of us that are tend to be highly creative, and we also often tend to be highly sensitive and taking on not only our own overwhelm, but other people. We pick up on the overwhelm of the world also.
Right.
And so coming back to that place of even like from a somatic experiencing, you know, just tapping the whole body from a palm perspective, just lets that energy come back into the body, into this present moment. And that can be really essential.
Okay. Well, that's great. Well, I do feel when I can, you know, for me, you know, movement, whether it be, you know, yoga or skating or something with movement really, really helps to ground me and bring me back to presence, because I love to live in my head. and I have all these ideas, and, you know, I'm in front of the computer doing all these ideas and, you know, multitasking and all this kind of stuff, and I can get kind of like almost addicted to all this doing. And for me, you know, actually physically feeling my body, and for me, movement is really helpful to help me focus into my body. That can be a huge, huge shift in just stress and overwhelm. And it is actually luckily rare that I actually feel overwhelmed like I used to all the time. But then I already, you know, I burnt out, you know, literally my adrenals went, you know, kaput. And burnt out, and so I had to find some other way of being. Otherwise, I mean, I was just going to remain disabled the rest of my life. So, you know, what you're teaching us is so, so valuable. I mean, I had to figure it out the hard way, but so hopefully, you know, people will go, wow, it seems so simple, Teresa. You know, it seems so simple, but we don't often know we have that ability to do that, to just bring.
You're absolutely
back
right.
To center.
Karen, and I agree with you, because movement is the other thing that I have my clients do. You know, movement, allowing yourself to get in the body, whether it's dancing or walking or twirling or jumping or whatever it is, something that allows you to feel fully connected to your body, so that's where that grounding comes from. I mean, you think about it just from an electrical standpoint. If there's not a ground wire, then electricity kind of goes spaz all over the place in the air, and the ground wire is there to help direct it, to help fuel it in the direction that you want it to go. And that movement allows us to get into that sense of groundedness, because like you, I also went into pure complete burnout, full adrenal exhaustion, because I didn't know these tools in time. And it's so essential that these things, like you say, they're so very simple, and if you know, and it's just taking that 1 or 2 minutes just to say, oh, wow, let me just kind of be with myself for a minute and like the company that I'm keeping.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, I think me being so, you know, just like so many of us in this field, so highly creative, I almost have the bias like, oh, it can't be that easy. You know what I mean? I felt like I
think most
like
of us
more.
Have that.
It can't be so easy just to move, or just to, you know, feel the air or the breeze on our face, or to appreciate the sunshine. I mean, I'm still very much of a doer, but as compared to before, I have more of that other piece, that balance. You know, last Sunday I skated outside. The town decided to plow the whole lake in the middle of the town. Mm. And so there was like a 2-mile path, and it was sunny, and, you know, it was just like, wow, like I just felt so connected to the divine. And in the past, I would never have taken the time to do that.
Yeah. And so not only were you getting your movement, you were getting your dose of vitamin D, which helps you be able to focus and concentrate as well.
Yes, that is right, that is right. So any other pearls of wisdom that you can share with us as far as, you know, these overwhelm cycles and how to key into what we can do for, you know, for our highest and greatest good?
Well, you know, one of the things that I find is not always feeling easy to do is, you know, asking someone to just do something for you. You know, sometimes it's like doing something for yourself, like getting a massage or asking a friend to go out with you for a walk or having someone be present with you so that you can receive. Again, we're so much in this doing mode, giving, 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 doing, 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 that sometimes part of the refueling is allowing ourselves to be in the receiving mode. And I find that that's really, really essential a lot of times. And sometimes that's seemingly one of the hardest things to do for those of us that are highly creative and that are entrepreneurs and that are givers, because we don't recognize that sometimes our own well has to be fed through the spring as well. And allowing ourselves to be in a receiving mode can be really essential to breaking that cycle of overwhelm as well.
Oh, that's a really great point. I didn't think of, but so, so true. It's definitely true in my life. And in fact, mm-hmm. so true that I made a T-shirt. You'll laugh at this. I made a T-shirt, and because I was so, I recognized during my illness that I was taught that it's better to give than to receive. And somehow along the line, you know, one of the you know, spiritual teachers said, well, the actual, if you translate, you know, what was actually said, it's mistranslated in the Bible, and it's supposed to say something to the effect of, it is better to be in the position to give than being in the position to have to receive, which is a completely different meaning. Right,
exactly.
And I was like, whoa, like that was such a huge, like, aha for me. And so I made this T-shirt that had, you know, on the front, it had different colored words, and it said give, receive, give, receive, give, receive. And there was, like, equal amounts of the word give and receive on the shirt, just to remind myself that for those of us that are, you know, addictive into giving, that there needs to be a cycle of energy and that we do need to receive. So thank you for reminding all of us of that.
Well, it is such an essential piece, Karen, and it's something that we do often forget because, like you said, we've been taught that old adage, it's better to give than receive, than the true meaning of that. And what I find is really essential, too, is that when we're in that place of receiving is being willing to just receive sometimes. Receive with pure gratitude and not feel like we have to do something in return.
Right.
But be in the place of receiving. And that is so essential. And, you know, there's another piece here that is also essential when it comes to breaking the cycle of overwhelm. And I have an overwhelm toolkit. If you want your listeners to hear about it later, I can share that. But one of the things that I find is really essential is that part of what feeds our self-sabotage and what feeds the cycle of overwhelm is when we move into the place of I have to, I should, I need to, versus I can't, versus saying I choose to or I choose not to. Because when we are stuck in the shoulds and the ought tos and the have tos and the can'ts, we hold ourselves as powerless. And part of breaking that cycle of overwhelm is reclaiming our personal power, and that's part of reorienting our energy and saying, you know, I choose to do this right now. I choose to not do this right now. And it totally changes the cycle and the energy of who am I in this moment.
Oh, that's a great, great point. And again, I totally resonate with that, just a reflection of you know, what's happened in my life. And that's probably why, you know, some people just observing everything that I get done feel overwhelmed just looking at me. But it comes from a different place. You know, I think, you know, a completely different place from where it used to be, which was very much duty and obligation and shoulds and shouldn'ts. And I'm not saying that I never do that, but in comparison to the past where, you know, there was not really joy in my life, just feeling I need to be, I'm not good enough, so I have to keep trying. Now it's like I can do all these things and do it out of sheer pleasure and going, well, I choose to. I know I don't have to. I don't have to do my taxes, you know, but I choose to. And you're right. It totally puts a different energy to our doing so that it really is from a place of choice and empowerment versus one of obligation, which, I don't know, when I grew up, I mean, I was like the poster child for, like, doing stuff on obligation. But it's a huge healing for me personally. So thank you for saying that, because I totally forgot about that, too. So true for us to really realize that we do have choice, that even if, you know, the garbage needs to be taken out, we choose to take the garbage out. We don't have to take the garbage out. But we choose to take the garbage out, and
exactly.
Whatever needs out of choice. Yeah, yeah. These little things. And again, reminding ourselves, oh, wait a second, you know, what am I choosing in this moment? Again, puts us back into the present, but also shifts that perception. So thank you for that. I definitely needed that today.
Yeah, it's the place of what am I choosing this moment, and how am I choosing it? Also. Mm. So I wanted to bring that up as well, because that is equally as important. How am I choosing it? Well, I'm choosing to do it. Sometimes when we're in that cycle of overwhelm, when we're moving into the choice place, there's still like, I'm choosing it because I have to get this done. Or I'm choosing it because I have to blah, 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 blah. So it's like when you say, and then that kind of makes it seem kind of like difficult still.
Right.
And so choosing this, and I'm allowing it to maybe be a little easier than I thought, and maybe to even have a little fun with it.
Right, right. Yeah, good point, good point. And for those of our listeners just joining us, I'm interviewing Teresa Lee, who's a body-centered therapist, and we're talking about overwhelm and overwhelm cycles. And this is a very great time, you know, to have this subject, because there's so much stuff going on in the world, and we can get overwhelmed. And it's like the speed of life, the energy of life is getting faster between, I mean, some things that we don't want happen, obviously, you know, people dying and, you know, electronics not working and, you know, things not happening and lots of, you know, traumas in the world and, you know, genetically modified foods or, you know, what laws have been passed and not passed to our benefit. It can be very overwhelming. So if you have a question for Teresa, something in your own life you need help with, you can give us a call. The number is 818-514-1190. Again, the number is 818-514-1190. And just hit 1 so that we know that you have a question. So, Teresa, tell us about your overwhelm kit that you were talking about earlier.
Well, what I found is that so many of my clients were like kind of forgetting some of the things that I was teaching them that I went ahead and decided to put together what I called an overwhelm eraser toolkit. And it's really easy to get. All you have to do is go to www.intouchinlife.com/overwhelm. And it's 3 very easy techniques. They all take like less than 3 minutes that help you get back into your body really quickly and that help to reorient the brain to help you to be fully present. Because when we're in that place of overwhelm, sometimes we just need a little reminder. And it's 3 videos, easy to watch, easy to download. And there's a little guideline on when you would want to use which one and when you would want to use all 3. And I found that my clients that have used it are like, oh, wow, I'm so glad that I have this. I just wanted to let you know today I went back to that overwhelm eraser toolkit, and it just really helped me. So I've had lots and lots of really cool little testimonials about it, that how it's helped my clients and other people, really help them just get more present and be able to get more focused. Because what I have found personally and with my clients is that being in overwhelm is kind of like being in a hurricane.
Yeah.
There's all this chaos around you. And sometimes we just have to stop the chaos and get right down to, And that's part of getting present. And so in this little toolkit, I have, you know, I kind of orient it to how you kind of work through that cycle of a hurricane to kind of get back to rebuilding and rebridging, you know, what's really important and what matters. So it's kind of fun and kind of cool at the same time. And it's easy
and light. Oh, that
sounds
fabulous. That's great. So can you say your domain name again, Teresa?
Yes, it's www.intouchinlife.com/overwhelm. And there's going to be a little intro video there to begin with, and then a little place to just enter your email, your name and your email, and you'll automatically get the resources.
Ah, okay. Fantastic, fantastic. Yes, thank you for that gift. And maybe we can just spend a minute or two talking about, you know, the work that you do and, who is it that seeks your services and who gets the best benefit out of it? So basically who you're looking for. And if any of our listeners, you know, are a match, then they know to contact you.
That would be great, Karen. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Well, I find that the people that tend to seek me out are the people that are kind of finding them. You know, we all say, well, yeah, we're all stuck in our life in some way or another. But what I really do find is that people tend to come for me and they're stuck in one of three areas in their life. And they usually tend to look like they have it all. They appear to be
I resemble
in these really
that
great
remark.
Relationships and have these really successful businesses. And they're either professionals or entrepreneurs. I do tend to work with both. Either way, they really, on the outside, they look like they have it all. But inside, something just isn't right, and they know it's not right, and they're feeling stuck, or they're feeling, sometimes even feeling like they're dying. And they're feeling like they've hit a wall either in their relationships or in their business or in their health. It's like no matter what else they're doing, it doesn't seem to be working. And they're oftentimes right on that edge of burnout themselves. And what I find is that when they come to me and we have a conversation, we really, first of all, I find out, number one, am I a good fit for them? Because I have no desire to work with someone that I know that I can't really support and help them break through this cycle. But part of my gift is really helping them find what's the hidden thing that, for some reason, hasn't been addressed. What's the hidden thing that maybe is holding them back that they either weren't aware of, completely had forgotten about? It usually goes back to something in their history that is still energetically tying up a network inside that keeps them from being able to flourish and bloom.
Okay. So are these clients that you see face-to-face, by phone, Skype? How does it actually work?
I work with clients on all three of those levels, face-to-face.
Okay.
Via phone or via Skype, depending on where you're located. I actually have clients that are all over the world, Karen, and I feel so grateful that I have the opportunity to work with people from other countries as well as here in the U.S. And I love the fact that the work that we do together allows them to really get reoriented, regrounded, and to move forward, not only in their professional life, but in their personal life, because when there's a lack of a sense of self, or there's a lack of relationships, or where there's this place for a lack of support in relationships, then there's a sense of isolation that happens. And so working with my clients, there's many ways that we work together. Some people actually we do all phone work or all Skype work. And then there are those people who actually will come in and they'll spend a day or 3 days with me and we'll actually do some really supportive hands-on work as well. And that's a great way to connect in with people who want to actually work one-on-one with me in person. And sometimes we're working together in retreats with groups as well. So multiple ways of working with people because people have different needs and different ways of needing support.
Ah, okay. Well, that's great. And it sounds like, or it looks like on your website, if people are interested in consulting with you, they can, you know, apply for a consultation. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
All they have to do is just send me an email and or right there on the site, there's a link that takes them straight to the application, and I find out if they're a good fit, and we go from there. Real easy,
fantastic.
Real simple. Nothing difficult.
Great. Well, Teresa, thank you so much for being on the show again. We really appreciate your time and your expertise and doing what you do to help heal the world.
Well, it's always a pleasure and a delight to be on the show with you, Karen, and I'm just grateful for the work you're doing as well. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you, and thanks to our listeners for listening in. Until next time, bye for now.
Bye.